Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, or you can talk about whatever we happen to be discussing. Really, it's your show to call in and talk. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And there's some mass craziness out there. You have a story about liberals who, despite being vaccinated, refuse to take off their masks because they don't want to be perceived as conservatives.
They've even gotten a go-ahead, we talked about this last week, the okay that they can not wear their mask while outside. Woo-hoo-hoo!
And if they're alone.
And they still won't, which is why. Why does Biden still wear his mask while he's walking around outside, even though the CDC has come out and says you're allowed to these days?
Well, because they have to virtue signal to the masses. It's the same reason two masks came into play once a single mask became mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
How do they show their membership in the Church of Woke if they're just doing what everyone else is doing?
Well, and this we have speculated on this for basically all of it. And it might actually have been proven, according to a columnist who works in D.C. The stigma of the red MAGA hat has given way to the mask-free face as a way to recognize conservative citizens. And according to D.C.ist, the last thing left-leaning Americans want is to be mistaken for as being a person on the right.
And why is that? Is it because they've so demonized the right and attacked the right that they're scared that the mob will attack them?
You mean a little projection?
Yeah, is it perhaps that they're afraid knowing what they themselves have done to conservatives? When they see them out in the streets and they rip off their hats and rip off their signs and flags or whatever? May that be the reason that liberals are scared to death of being considered conservatives? It's because of how liberals treat conservatives.
This is why I've always said, as a libertarian, as a free market anarchist, I don't care much for the Republicans. I don't care much for the Democrats.
Yeah.
And yet I am not fearful. I am not wary to have a conversation with a Republican about things, anything. I am, however, concerned for my own welfare, for my well-being, for my house, for my windshield, when I have any kind of debate with a Democrat, with a liberal, with a progressive, a regressive.
Really?
Because I don't know where it's going to lead. I don't know if I'm going to get spat on. I don't know if I'm going to get punched in the face because I'm construed as a Nazi. Because, the liberals like to punch Nazis. That's their thing.
Well, they like to say they punch Nazis, but most of them don't actually have the courage to punch a person.
No, they're weak soy boys. They're low testosterone soy boys. And no, many of them don't. But some of them of them will. Little old liberal grandmas might slap you in the face. Because they lean on emotion. They lean on feelings. That's their guiding stone. That's how they work. So I am very concerned when I have conversations with liberals because I don't know where it will go. A Republican, conservative, I'm like, yeah, this is how taxation is theft. Let's bring our troops home. Any of these types of things that they are, it's very important to them, the military being one of them. I know that I can have a conversation with them and not worry about getting punched.
I guess this is where my trans privilege comes in, because I'm not worried about being vandalized by progressives or conservatives. In general, I would speculate that the people who wrote a certain homophobic expletive on my car and mm-hmm. slashed my car top and one of my tires were probably conservative and probably not a liberal. So I guess I'm more likely, I would speculate, to be targeted by a conservative, but even then, that's exceedingly rare.
You got 4,000 votes, or what was it, 6,000 votes from conservatives?
It was about 7,000.
I think you did pretty good. But yeah, I mean, I've worked with a bunch of liberals. Some of them are conservatives. Sure. And you can tell, by the way, this article is going to really highlight that. All of the liberals that I work with wear their masks. Always. All of the conservatives, one of them voted for Trump. I don't know how the other one voted. Never wear the mask. And the one girl doesn't even think that this is real. She shocked me the other week. And we were talking about it. And we were talking about getting the vaccine and whatnot. And she said, yeah, I'm not getting it. I don't even think this is real. I was like, what? Because she's, you know, I never thought that I would hear that from her.
Last week, my supervisory officer stopped by. It was one of the few occasions in the last month and a half that I actually had to just sit down and just relax and play the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes into that, my supervisory officer, my parole officer, essentially, is knocking on my door. I'm like, oh, man, I was so close to having some downtime.
All masked up.
I don't remember if she wore a mask or not. I don't think she did.
All right.
But anyway, she came in and she wanted to know how things were going. I was like, well, you know, I had COVID for a bit, but I'm otherwise fine. And she asked, are you going to get vaccinated? Why?
You had COVID.
I just had it, and I'm perfectly fine. I don't see any point in getting vaccinated.
That's the other one that blows my mind. Not only are the vaccinated continuing to wear their masks, but they're also getting vaccinated.
Yeah, people who have had it.
I don't had it. Why?
That's the one I do not understand.
Unless it's a virtual signal, virtue signal. Unless it's a signal to separate themselves from their opponents, from the other tribe. How do you prove that unless you have your stupid freedom pass, vaccine papers?
They put that stupid Facebook frame around their profile, and voila, say they got their vaccine and be done with it. But there's no reason to actually go and get the vaccine
if you've already had the Rona, according to germ theory.
Yeah, and the argument is, oh, well, you can get it again. Sure, I could get it again, and I'll be just fine again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any reason, any benefit whatsoever to having them inject these chemicals into me for a disease that I've had and recovered from with no complications and with only minor symptoms in the first place, other than not being able to taste or smell still to this day.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, and it's very annoying, man.
That is wild.
It comes and goes. You know, I was able to taste something that I ate last week, and I was able to smell my fabric softener earlier today,
mm-hmm.
but that's pretty much it. Can't smell or taste anything else. And it's so bizarre, man, because my cats eat wet food, and everyone knows how pungent wet cat food is, but I open it up, I don't smell anything.
That is bizarre.
We were talking with someone about that here before the show, and it's just insane how complete and total the loss of taste and smell are. That said, that was the only real issue I had from COVID-19, other than being really sore and tired for a day, after which I was 100% fine again.
Yeah, we were also talking about the how this all happened. Basically, our inner circle, have been talking.
Our employees.
And we've been working right on through this whole nonsense.
For more than a year.
More than a year. No problems.
Most of us have been more social than ever.
Yes.
Like myself included.
Absolutely. No masks.
Regularly going to gatherings.
Social. You doing your thing. You work through this entire pandemic. I believe most in this house have, and then all of a sudden, everyone gets it.
Yeah.
According to the latest count, 9 people who were all connected got it. And I'm thinking on the way here,
9 people affiliated with Free Talk Live in some way.
Correct. And I'm like, well, what the hell happened? And the only thing I can think is right before it happened, about 10 days, 2 weeks before it happened.
Was it really 2 weeks? Was it that far away?
I'm sorry. Actually, it was about a week, I think, before people started having symptoms.
I thought it was about a week, yeah.
But what had happened before, a week before, this entire house was like an ant hit colony with Fed Boys, alphabet heads, in this house, walking around, rummaging around, touching everything, doing who knows what, because no one was allowed in there.
I mean, it wasn't just this house, either. It was the Bitcoin Embassy. It was my house. It was several other houses.
Correct.
So who knows?
Who knows what happened?
Yeah.
But maybe the next story, the next article we cover, will actually talk about what maybe vaccinated people can do to unvaccinated people.
See, I think the likeliest explanation is that Michael Hempton, who is affiliated with the show, mm-hmm. and who is a cancer patient regularly going in and out of hospitals.
He's in a hospital. Right.
He tested positive, and then a few days later, after spending time here in the studio with both Mark and the captain and myself, all three of us were sick. Whereupon one of us is always here at some point during the show.
Right.
We relate it to co-hosts unknowingly. What do you think? Or were we given something intentionally? I don't think that's the case. Maybe you do. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
mandates. And then liberals had to ask themselves, how can I make sure that random people who see me know how woke and liberal and progressive I am? And they decided that the double mask was the way to go. But now, mandates are lifting, and a single mask is once again enough to display their membership in the progressive church.
Mm-hmm.
And they are terrified, it would seem, that not displaying this membership would make them look like conservatives. And I think this says a lot about how they treat conservatives. If they're worried about how their peers will treat them if they're perceived as conservatives, they should reflect on how they themselves have treated conservatives.
Absolutely. Shunned. Kicked out of the tribe. Witch hunted. The columnist DCist's latest overheard of the week, I guess this is something that she, a column of hers, was of two women walking down the street in D.C. shortly after the release of the new CDC guidelines. The women, in their 20s, debated the merits of the guidelines, not on health grounds, but on what people might think if they were to see their unmasked faces. Quote, one of the girls said, "I guess I'm vaccinated, so I don't have to wear a mask outside, but I really don't want people to think I'm a Republican," the woman was overheard to say.
"Look, I don't want people to think I'm a Republican either, but not enough to go out of my way. But it's because, you know, I don't treat Republicans like they're human garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care if other people perceive me as a Republican because I don't, you know, expect to be treated as human garbage."
You get that card, though. I mean, no one's going to... Well, you know what? Yeah, have you heard the news about Caitlyn Jenner?
I have, and I want to talk about that at some point because I really wish Caitlyn Jenner would just F off already.
Well, I mean, she's, I guess she's a Republican. I didn't know that about
her.
She
is. She is a disgusting human being.
But she's also been praised for so many years now from the left for coming out and you know, being strong.
Well,
and now all of a sudden she's been thrown right off the boat. And now she's getting trampled as we speak.
Some liberals and some people on the left, you know, praised her. Others were like, okay, yeah, I suppose it took courage for you, you know, being a public figure in the national eye or whatever, to come out and transition. I suppose that took some courage. But it's not doing anything to help the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, however the hell many there are out there, who don't have the support from the media. And that's the reality of the situation. Caitlyn Jenner, she was worried about getting some flack from, you know, conservatives or Republicans or whatever, but there was never any possibility that MSNBC or Pink News or the BBC or any of these other major news sites, even Fox News, would attack her for transitioning. She was as safe as a person could be to mm-hmm. pursue that transition. And a lot of trans people, a lot of liberal people, recognized that at the time, that, hey, she's completely protected. She's protected from all forms of criticism here.
But now she's a Republican. So now she isn't. It doesn't really matter that she's, you know, had any status before what she said.
She didn't have a whole lot of status, though, is my point. Not on the left. And I don't know anyone who calls themselves a leftist who actually likes Caitlyn Jenner. The vast majority of them dislike her for the same reason I do. She wants to be the Rosa Parks of the trans movement, mm-hmm. and yet she will only sit on the buses where she knows the driver will let her choose her own seat. She won't sit on the bus. She won't risk it. If she thinks there's any chance the driver will go, oh, no, you have to go sit in the back, she picks a different bus.
Obviously, she's gotten on the bus that she just got thrown off of. So, you know, and whether she backtracks?
Well, she was never on the liberal bus. That's my entire point.
Okay, I got you.
Liberals never care for her. She's not the hero of the trans movement that she wants to be.
All news to me. I don't know any liberals, except the ones I work with, and I stay away from them.
I know some, and I don't know any who have any respect or like for Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm.
She's barely better than J.K. Rowling at this point.
Back to D.C., girl. We've given the mask a significance that it hasn't earned, and that goes far beyond its usefulness. Despite new CDC guidance that says the vaccinated can spend time outdoors unmasked, she has worried.
Well, the guidance says they can spend time outdoors unmasked if they're alone.
If they're alone, right.
I feel like that caveat is important because it shows how stupid the guidance really is.
Correct. It's like you didn't know that already. And yeah,
Like, it's a given. If I'm spending time outside alone, there is absolutely no reason to wear a mask.
Yeah, I thought that was always the guidance from the powers that be, but the fact that they have to spell it out to me, it's like telling people,
"Hey, if you're in your house alone, it's okay to take your mask off."
To me, this whole new guidance that has just dropped was just a way to alleviate some of the concerns from the vaccinated who thought they could stop wearing their mask and go visit their elderly granddad in the prison nursing home, or go back to work and just go back to normal. Except that's not the guidance. That's not what they were to understand afterwards. They're like, no. Fauci's like, no. Still masked up. Still social distance. No more grandparents. You have to hug them through a plastic bag. And I think that this new guidance was a way to alleviate some of the anger, and rightfully so. By the way, liberals, you should be angry that they keep flopping and changing their guidance every other week.
I want things to go back to normal, and I recognize that things will only go back to normal when people stop complying.
Absolutely. There was an article today in our union leader about a woman who is upset that she can't, you know, visit her father, who is in a nursing home.
And she can't because the nursing home won't let her?
Correct.
Still, at this point, there's still like, no visitation?
There's like a once a week visitation or something. And I'm sorry, he can't leave and go anywhere and do anything, even though he's vaccinated. He can't go to the bar. He can't do anything. He has to remain masked up in the building at all times. And the daughter is a little upset about this.
I can understand why.
And she's out there with her billboards, with a small group of people petitioning Sununu, our governor, to release the old people from the nursing homes. And it's just what you said, though. Why? Why don't you just go get your dad? Why doesn't your dad just leave when he wants to leave, if he really wants to, you know, go for a walk or go to the bar? Why are you petitioning this piece of crap governor and asking his permission like an obedient little sheep? Why don't you just go do it?
Presumably her father has nowhere else to go but the nursing home. I mean, nowhere to stay but the nursing home.
I didn't get that far into the article. That might be exactly why, you know, she can't just take him back to the house with her.
Because she doesn't have the room or whatever.
But I don't know that that's true. It might be just so much more convenient to... Nursing homes aren't all that bad. Some of them are pretty nice. Especially if you're lonely only, it's, you know, what else are you going to do? You just got to go somewhere and get old and die. I mean, it's the way it works. Take that horse out the pasture.
That's the way I would rather go. Just put me out in the pasture.
I'm going bear hunting in February. I'm going to have a pocket full of something nice to take my mind off of things, and I'm going to go bear hunting.
603-283-6160. More about this crazy mask situation. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Time we start giving tax breaks and tax credits to working class families and middle class families instead of just the very wealthy.
President Biden speaking there in Norfolk, Virginia. The president out pitching his massive infrastructure program that includes upgrading schools. The president continues.
And here's what the American Family Plan doesn't do. It doesn't add a single penny to our deficit. It's paid for by making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share.
Biden also saying 2 years of community college should be free. Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid are offering same-day COVID-19 vaccines as the pace of vaccinations per day slows. The U.S. is averaging 2.4 million shots per day, which is down from its peak of 3.4 million shots per day reported on April 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Republicans James Comer and Jason Smith are questioning a Biden administration proposal that would send cash payments to Central America as part of a strategy to deal with the causes of the illegal immigration crisis. Both are ranking members of the House Oversight and Budget Committee, and they've expressed concern that sending millions of dollars to countries with rampant corruption isn't a good idea. In the meantime, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News the border crisis is not just an issue for states along the U.S.-Mexico border.
So this is just a launching point. Obviously, the cartels are not going to tell us where the drugs are going and the human trafficking, where that's going. That's going all over the country. And we know that these kids and these families are being sent everywhere, and they may be sent there with COVID or some other transmittable disease, and every state is going to start having to deal with these problems.
Wall Street starting off May on a positive note, the Dow gaining 238 points to close at 34,113. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And you have to forgive me, I'm a bit tired. It's been a really long day. Most of my day has been spent either working here at the studio where I installed a thing so that hopefully when Mark does his, you know, his marquee thing where he starts yelling and screaming and babbling incoherently as he tends to do, it won't cause a bunch of clipping and stuff like that. So
I'm not aware of this. This is something. How, explain yourself.
You've done the show with Mark, right?
He can get a little. Yeah, but we've never. I'm not Ian. He has no reason to scream at me.
He does it at random. It's just sort of what Mark does.
I'm not you either. He likes to yell at you, too, because you are, both of you guys, both you and Ian, troll Mark incessantly. You get under his skin.
But even when we're not on the show,
like a splinter,
he will do it. He also does it when he starts ranting about the government. So I get your point. Things that get under his skin cause him to become.
So he gets loud. He's clipping out.
Yes.
Yeah, so what is how does this new device work that will...
It's a compressor. We have one here on these microphones, mm-hmm. but we didn't have one. He doesn't have one in his studio, so the signal feed is now passing through a compressor here before it goes to...
And that's hardware or software?
Hardware.
Neat.
It's pretty cool.
So I'm taking it, he was yelling at you the other night or something. and this is what has brought this.
He wasn't yelling at me per se, but he was doing his Mark thing where he gets on a rant and he starts yelling and screaming, and it created a lot of clipping. So I mean, there were just issues, and then I ended up spending an hour on the phone with one attorney, then 45 minutes on the phone with another attorney, and then I got to talk to both attorneys for about 45 minutes, and then the first attorney again for about 45 minutes. So just all day long today I've been talking to attorneys, and that's because, I don't know if you've heard, but there's a federal United States government has decided to indict me and two other hosts of Free Talk Live, one of whom is Ian Freeman, who, you know, built this show. You can check out thecrypto6.com to learn more or to donate to the Legal Defense Fund, because it's all related to cryptocurrency. There was obviously no crime committed here, but that's not going to stop the federal government from, you know, essentially
from competing with them,
doing as much damage as they can.
To make an example for competing with them. This is exactly what is going down.
I can't comment on that, but there is information at thecrypto6.com if you want to check it out, or if you want to donate to the Legal Defense Fund, because one attorney, $250,000 retainer, another one saying $100,000, and these are very big numbers that, you know, you might think we had access to those kinds of funds, but really, we don't. TheCrypto6.com is the place to learn more about all of that. But let's go to the phones. We've got Dan calling from California. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, good afternoon. I am calling from California, and first let me throw a little defense for Mark, because he is my favorite host, and sometimes he does yell, but we love that about Mark. So,
For sure.
I hope you don't...
It's not a negative thing. I mean, it's just what Mark is expected to do, and he does it well.
It makes good radio.
Yes, but I guess it's because we're both over 50, and I'm Facebook friends with him, and I just love the man. So, anyway, that said, I called because you guys were talking about masks, and I consider myself a deep conservative, a small government conservative, but I don't understand the critiques about masks. They weren't there 10 years ago. I've been a conservative Republican for a long time, and I don't remember going into doctor's offices or dentist offices and people having a problem with masks before. And I don't understand the political angle of this all. I don't understand why people complain about them so much. I've fallen asleep with mine on. I mean, it's like a sock. I've had to wear gas masks in the military, you know, from CS gas and that kind of things, and those are uncomfortable. But, you know, this little mask on my face feels like I'm wearing a sock, and on a cold day, it keeps my face warm, so I even like it a little more. Now, I would never use the power of government to tell you you should have to wear one. I'm against that completely. In your private property, you should be able to decide whether someone wears a mask or not. But I don't understand, again, if I'm in my private property and I say, hey, everyone here has to wear a mask, or everyone here has to wear red shoes, I don't understand that's a small government conservative, why we would have a problem with that.
Well, you raised a number of points, so let me start at the first one. Since all of this started, my position is and has been that I'm not against people choosing to wear a mask if that's what they want to do, or even having mask mandates on their private property if that's what they want to do. My issue is and has always been with the mask mandates, with the government telling me what I can and can't wear, what I can and can't reveal to people, that I can't smile at them, that I can't communicate non-verbally with people. That's been my biggest issue with this. Aside from the fact that it turns your average gas station worker, your average fast food worker, your average Starbucks barista into a law enforcement agent. That is literal fascism, to have just random employees out there enforcing the laws on behalf of the state. That's actual, literal, textbook fascism. Everyone is in law enforcement because of these mask mandates. And that's a major issue.
Let me ask you a question. If you found out that you had transmitted coronavirus to someone, and you could prove that it was you that did give that, would you be willing to pay for that person's medical, anything that would surmise from that getting that, diagnosis? Would you be willing to cover every guy since you were responsible for that person getting
how
corona?
You, well, if, I mean, I guess, the first question is how are you going to prove that that happened?
Hold on, because I
don't know. I don't know.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let me answer your question. 2 years ago, here on this show, I was making those very same arguments about having the flu and transmitting the flu to people, or having pneumonia and transmitting pneumonia to people, and I was making the very same argument that that is an irresponsible, borderline act of aggression, and everyone out there laughed at me. Then suddenly this stupid little cold came out.
LRN.FM.
Oh, man. That has not happened in a long time.
You got all your work over this. All right, so you changed your tune a little bit.
No, I'm still saying the same thing, but suddenly everyone agrees with me.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to get you upset because you're
like I said,
my second favorite host. So
like I said, I'm tired, man. I can't believe that happened. Wow. I can't talk myself from the show, but I did bump the feed.
Well, let's talk about the cold because, I mean, there is a reason people get sick days at work. So when they get sick, they can call in or call out, however you say it, and not get their entire office sick. Because germ theory, that's the idea is that, you know, you can spread it. This is nothing new. Why, if responsible human beings don't go to work sick? So, I mean, I think a lot of people... Responsible human beings. Responsible who care about their fellow human being.
But what if you're responsible and you're caring and you need that check to make rent?
Asymptomatic? There's no proof that any asymptomatic people are spreading this stupid thing.
Well, ideally, you know, you would work for a company that provided you with, you know, some sort of paid time off. So you get, like, you know, 5 sick days that are paid in a 6-month period or whatever.
Yeah, it's beneficial to that to any company to give their employees sick days so that they don't lose more workers because of...
I don't know what that was. Thank you for the call tonight, Dan. It sounds like his phone started ringing or something in the background.
Could be.
But yes, it is beneficial for a company to hand out paid time off and sick days and stuff like that, especially paid sick days, because that way the employee doesn't come in sick and transmit it to everyone else.
Okay, let's back up about your argument 2 years ago. Clarify. Tell me what you thought then and you still think now that it is an act of aggression if I knowingly have something.
Just like if it would be an act of aggression, if I knew I had HIV, to go out and transmit that disease someone else.
Absolutely.
The same argument applies to pneumonia. The same argument applies to the flu. The difference is that, you know, it's such a more minor disease that no one considers it to be something worth addressing. But no, if transmitting HIV to someone knowingly is an act of aggression, then so is knowingly transmitting pneumonia or the flu or COVID-19.
All right, what if you don't know you had it?
Well, you can't be responsible for things you don't know.
Exactly.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio where the hosts have to occasionally dump themselves because they get a bit animated. You can call in, of course, and talk about whatever is on your mind as long as you keep it FCC friendly, which I failed to do a moment ago. But luckily, we have a dump button that makes that go away and not get broadcast onto terrestrial radio. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria and Conan, and we're having a bit of discussion about compensation, recompense, that sort of thing for, you know, COVID-19. A caller asked the question of, would I be willing to pay the hospital bills of someone to whom I transmitted COVID-19? Well, first of all, I had COVID-19, and the total number of people to whom I transmitted it was zero. I work a full-time job elsewhere. Not one single person got sick because of me.
But that's not the argument. The argument is,
if I did,
there's a chance that you could spread it if you went to work and just, you know, suck it on through. But you did go to work. And so what if your boss died? Would you and it was proven that you were the one who had the, sure, the COVID, the roof, the coof. You spread it to her. She died the next day. Or she got really sick and had to take a bunch of sick days. And the company, you know, lost a lot of money because of that.
Well, there's a lot to unpack here.
But what the California wanted to know is, sure, would you respond? How would you respond to that?
Well, there's a lot to unpack, right? I use the HIV analogy because most people understand that, you know, knowingly giving someone HIV is definitely wrong. And it's definitely an issue because, mm-hmm, HIV is going to permanently alter someone's quality of life.
And
probably cause them to die younger or whatever.
And there are definitely cases of people who have knowingly done this intentionally, and I'm sure that they suffer the consequences according to our legal system.
Yes, so that's one thing, right? But knowingly transmitting pneumonia to someone or the flu to someone isn't as big a deal because the consequences aren't as high. As far as I can tell, with COVID-19, the consequences for the average person with whom I interact on a daily basis of having COVID-19 is inconsequential.
Even if you consider the 500 or 600,000 deaths that the CDC reports.
Yes, but those are extremely unlikely. And I don't tend to interact with geriatric patients.
Yeah. We always fail. Well, we don't fail to mention that there's a certain type who are more likely to die from this. Number one, age. If you're above 65. Number two, obesity, which they never talk about ever.
Right,
Fauci never talks about that. It's like 62% and up are obese.
Sure,
and
but to answer the question.
And the other one is vitamin D deficiency.
To get back to the question, though, is it my fault? Am I to be held responsible if someone comes onto my property and in some sort of freak accident, a tree is struck by lightning and falls on them and kills them? Am I responsible for that death? Should I reimburse this person's family for their loss or whatever for this freak accident? COVID-19 killing somebody with whom I interact on a daily basis, who would be young or relatively young and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's use another analogy.
The chance of them dying from COVID-19 is about as likely as someone dying from a lightning strike in my backyard.
Actually, let's use a better analogy. You are in your vehicle driving down the road, and you skid off the road because, I don't know, a deer ran out in front of you or something, and you end up hitting another car and killing that person. These things happen. There is a chance that you could die. I could die on the way home tonight.
Yep.
In a car accident. According to the CDC, you're more likely to die from COVID than you are from a car accident. But it's like 30,000 a year in this country, I think.
I don't know the number.
A lot more people are injured and car accidents, I think that's a better analogy. Where are you to blame for skidding off the road and hitting another car and killing the other driver because a deer ran out in front of you?
At any rate, expecting that someone I interact with who is young and healthy to die from COVID-19 is an unreasonable expectation.
It is.
And I would not feel it warranted my paying for them or their medical bills or whatever in the same way I wouldn't feel like it was my fault that they got struck by lightning on my property.
And not to mention, let's go back to the employment, your employer working sick at a business that makes food for people. you're all grown adults. You all decided to go work. Your boss, she probably knew it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I need you to be here.
Yeah, pretty much.
This company is not going to, this company is going to fall apart without Arya. And all your coworkers are probably in the same mindset. It's like, yeah, well, I mean, we gotta struggle on through and get this day done. These pizzas aren't going to make themselves.
Well,
they're not going to deliver themselves.
Only one other coworker knew that I had COVID-19. The rest of them could have learned easily if they just listened to Free Talk Live or whatever. I didn't make it a secret.
You have to know, especially the frontline workers. You have to know, seeing and being around hundreds of people a day, you have to know that there's a chance. And what are you going to do? Are you going to live in a bubble for the rest of your life? No, this is life, man. Life is messy. Life is rough. You get sick sometimes, and it's usually because you're unhealthy, not because of whatever this thing is.
Yeah, it's bizarre to me. All of these college-age kids that I work with, they're going around proudly getting their virus, their vaccination and stuff like that, and I'm like, I just don't get it.
Well,
and I'm fine.
Are they virtue signaling?
Some of them have had it, and now they're getting the vaccine. No, they may be, but if they are just virtue signaling, they're lying to themselves very well.
Or are they just inundated with the fear porn?
That's it. That's
all day long, and that's all they know. Get it.
Some of these people have had COVID-19, and I just don't get why someone who's 22 years old who has had COVID-19 is putting any effort whatsoever into getting vaccinated.
Right. By the way, this is what I'm surprised we're even up right now. Rogan came out last week and said, he said 22-year-olds, don't get the vaccine. Don't get it. And, oh, talk about getting thrown off the bus. We were talking about Jenner earlier getting thrown off the bus. Rogan's very, all right, Rogan's much more popular than Jenner. And it's sure. On both sides of the aisle, liberals, conservatives, and independents. They love Rogan. Everyone, most people love him. And he comes out and goes against the wokeism, saying something like that. If you're a healthy 22-year-old who gets exercise and goes out and gets fresh air, don't get the... There's no... Why? Why would you want to get this thing? There's no...
I wouldn't say don't get it. Unless, I mean, if you want it, get it, sure. But there's no reason for a 22-year-old who is healthy to get the vaccine.
That's what he said. There's no reason for you to get it, which makes perfect sense. Unless, I don't know, unless they just believe every single thing that they see on the fear porn.
Well, they do, and they're terrified of, you know, killing their grandparents or whatever. So they want to be vaccinated so they don't have to worry about it. And I don't get it.
It's definitely Black Mirror this year and last year, and I don't think it's going to get any better for a good decade.
And now liberals aren't just... I imagine that they're also getting vaccinated for the same reason that they're refusing to take off their mask once vaccinated. And that's because they want to be able to put that little Facebook frame on there, honestly, or whatever. I mean, I could do it right now if I wanted to. I just don't care to.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to show off to all of their friends how much they care about everyone else.
Or like this article talks, it doesn't have really anything to do with the being patriotic, or like Biden wants you to be patriotic, take your shot. It's not even science anymore. Now it's patriotism. But no, in the last 2 years, since 2016, actually, these two tribes, the ones that you and I sit in between and the rocks are hurled back and forth and we're sitting here, you know, dodging.
Yeah.
These two tribes have become so split, so divided, that it has come to these are war colors. This is war paint. The damn mask is a signal. Like when they go into battle,
yes.
and you have two or three different armies, maybe even more. They all put armbands on to determine who was who, so you knew who to shoot at. That's what this mask has become. It's damn war paint.
You're not wrong. And the division in this country between the left and the right, Republicans and Democrats, however you want to characterize them, it's inconsolable. Irreconcilable is the word I'm looking for at this point. It can't be healed. The best thing we could do as a people or as individuals or whatever is stop trying to act like this one giant landmass full of 320-something million different people, sharply divided on two different sides with a large number of people in the middle looking at both of them and what in the hell is wrong with you people, mm-hmm. is to break up this nation. Stop trying to treat it like a monolith. Stop trying to have one ruler ruling over all of these different groups, because it happens every single time. A Republican becomes president, Democrats become angry and they want to take revenge by electing a Democratic president who's going to go in there and undo everything the Republicans did, which makes the Republicans angry, and they then want to go in there and undo everything the Democrats did. It's a cycle that just keeps repeating, and every single day, our lives just get worse as a result of the fighting. What are your thoughts?
Peace. Sister? We need more peace.
We do need more peace. Less fighting. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.